Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 44 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will talk to you about five things you should not do as an autism parent. We are constantly told what we should do as autism parents. But in today's podcast episode, I will tell you what you should not do as an autism parent. I'm sure you are surprised to hear this, but these things are critical to your child's success. When you have a child with autism, you have to deal with lots of challenges. We must deal with sleep issues, picky eating, sensory issues, behavior issues, and also comorbid conditions which affect children with autism. This can take a toll on the parent and make things very difficult to manage. So first, the first thing we should not do is to provide your child with too many therapies or interventions, because it will be difficult to determine which interventions are most beneficial to your child. There are numerous interventions available for autism, but not all are evidence-based, and not all are appropriate for every child on the spectrum. Number two, relying solely on teachers and therapists to assist your autistic child. Not taking part in therapy or being unwilling to learn, as these people can undoubtedly assist your child, but not to the extent that you can. Because first and foremost, you are an expert on your child. And secondly, you spend the most amount of time with your children. Children with autism require numerous opportunities to practice and learn a skill. Number three. As autism moms, we feel compelled to do everything on our own rather than asking for assistance. This can lead to fatigue and burnout. We cannot pour from an empty cup. So it is critical that we ask for assistance to help us so we can assist our child in the long run. Number four, it is critical to conduct thorough research before enrolling your child with autism in any kind of intervention, as not all programs are evidence-based and many might not be appropriate for your child. Number five, it is crucial to remember that your autistic child is still a child. We don't have to provide them therapy at all times of the day. It is critical that we allow our kids to participate in extracurricular activities, leisure activities and recreational activities that will benefit them and help in their general growth and development. So I hope these suggestions will assist you and your child in making progress without the overwhelm. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcast, Spotify or Good Pods. This will help my podcast to reach more autism parents. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.